Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Okay, so we're back with another guided meditation. And again, it's my man, Joseph Goldstein, who is a really prominent meditation teacher. He, for some reason, decided to become my teacher as well, which is, and I'm a tough case, so that shows what a good teacher he is. And he's also featured very prominently on the 10% Happier app. And in fact, this meditation, this guided meditation, comes from directly from the app. What he's going to talk about here, and the theme of this meditation, is that when you sit to meditate, you'll experience some pleasant things, and you'll experience some unpleasant things, anything from an itch to a pain in your knee to unpleasant memories. And the trick, the goal, is to be mindful of it all, to view it all with some non-judgmental remove. So once again, here's Joseph.
Years ago, I was living in India, practicing meditation, and the summer months on the plains of India get very hot. So often, friends and I would go up to the mountains to practice at a higher altitude during those hot months. One year, we were going up to Kashmir. It's a beautiful mountain hill station in India. Getting up there required a 17-hour long Indian bus ride. As some of you may know, Indian buses are very hot and crowded. And it turns out that the only seat available for me was a middle seat sitting right over the crankcase. And as I found my seat, I thought to myself, I think what I'm going to do is simply focus on my breath for the entire trip, trying to keep everything else out. So as we begin the journey, I'm following this strategy, just focusing on the breath, trying to keep everything else out. But at a certain point, I noticed that this effort was creating a huge amount of tension. And I had a certain moment when I realized that a much more effective strategy for creating ease of mind and, in fact, ease of body was, instead of trying to keep all the unpleasant sensations and smells and experiences, instead of trying to keep them out, I could let them in. And as soon as I allowed my mind to open to the whole range of experience, the sounds, the sights, the smells, the uncomfortable sensations of being crowded, the rest of the journey became much more easeful for me. The great lesson in this story is to become open to the full range of our experiences, whether pleasant or unpleasant. We simply become mindful of them as they're arising, experiencing their flavor, coming back to the primary object or anchor when those sensations are no longer predominant. We'll begin this meditation by again sitting in an upright posture, gently closing the eyes. You can consciously relax the eyes, soften them, relaxing the jaw and the shoulders, softening the belly. Settling into the awareness of the body and the body posture. To sit and to know that we're sitting. And as we're aware of the body posture, as we've settled into the body, you will become aware of the sensations of the body breathing. As you're being mindful of each breath, you may notice that the breath is not a single experience, but rather a flow of sensations. Of warmth, of coolness, of pressure, of vibration. And when other bodily sensations become predominant and call your attention, they too become the object of your meditation. At that time, you leave the breath and open to the particular sensations that are appearing. It may be the experience of tightness, or pressure, or vibration, or hardness, or heaviness, or lightness. You can make a soft note of the sensation itself. Pressure, tightness. Pay attention to what happens to the sensation as you become aware of it. Sometimes it may grow stronger, sometimes weaker, sometimes it will fade away. Sometimes it may disappear suddenly or seem to shift position. Simply be mindful of the sensation, of how it changes in the process of being aware of it. And when it no longer keeps the attention, again returning to the body sitting, to the feeling of each breath. As you open to different sensations in the body, you'll also become aware of your experience of them as being either pleasant or unpleasant. You can note this quality, pleasant, unpleasant, and see if you can be with this pleasantness or unpleasantness without reactivity, simply experiencing the sensation as it presents itself, seeing how the sensation arises and passes away. When it's no longer predominant, simply reconnect with the feeling of the breath and begin again. And when you're ready, you can slowly open your eyes and reconnect with the world around you. You may have noticed that in being mindful of different bodily sensations as they arise, we're learning a counterintuitive approach to this aspect of our experiences. Usually, when pleasant sensations arise, we like them, enjoy them, want them to continue, try to hold on to them. With unpleasant sensations, our tendency is to push them away, to resist, to tense behind them. In becoming mindful of different sensations, whether pleasant or unpleasant, we're learning simply to be open to them, to feel them as they are, to notice what happens to them as we're being mindful of them, and when they're no longer predominant, we simply reconnect with the breath and begin again.
I hope as we continue to post these meditations that you get a sense of what an amazing teacher Joseph is. We'll be posting more meditations from other incredible teachers, including Sharon Salzberg, who also are featured on the 10% Happier app, which you can feel free to check out. The first few days are free, and if you like it, you can subscribe. And we'll be back with another excellent interview in just a few days. See you next time.
If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Once upon a beat. Remember those stories and fables that would capture your imagination and you couldn't wait to see how they would unfold? And now, when you read them as an adult, you think some of these old tales could use a fresh spin. We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remix, and reimagine for the kids in your life today. Join me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as we spin up new tales in the New Kids and Family Podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a jam-packed, music-filled weekly party where hip-hop and fables meet. It's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts. Once Upon a Beat.
I'm Shimon Yai, and I have a new podcast called The Competition. Every year, 50 high school senior girls compete in a massive scholarship competition.
I wouldn't say I have an ego problem, but I'm extremely competitive.
All of the competitors are used to being the best and the brightest, and they're all vying for a huge cash prize.
This will probably be the most intense thing you've ever gone through in your life.
I remember that feeling because I was one of them. I lost. But now, I'm coming back as a judge and also a kind of teen girl anthropologist. Because if you want to understand what it's like to be a young woman in America today, The Competition's not a bad place to start.
Hopefully, no one will die on stage tonight.
From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.